This is Ken, the passion entrepreneur. I'm on location live in Atlanta, Georgia. George Frazier's Power Networking Group. I'm doing a live interview with Andrew Morrison. He's going to talk about the 16-week camp.
The 16-week challenge.
The 16-week challenge.
There you go.
All right, now, so we have two contestants here. And again, what is the 16-week challenge again, Andrew?
Well, basically, I've been very fortunate to serve as a small business coach to thousands of entrepreneurs from Hawaii to Nigeria, West Africa.
You must be pretty good.
Well, I tend to be gifted. I'll call it that.
And what's your website, by the way? You got to plug your website.
Sure. I have a couple of websites, but the one I would like people to really focus on is 16weekchallenge.com.
Okay, all right.
That's 16weekchallenge.com. And basically, I came up with the concept to have this reality show to be able to show people that they can go from concept to cash in simply only 16 weeks. And so I want to be able to have several contestants with various business backgrounds, and you can kind of see them begin to go through their own process of becoming more successful.
Wow, from content?
Concept to cash.
From concept to cash. I like that. I like that. All right, so you have two contestants here.
Yes.
Can you tell me who won?
The real winner is going to be the person that can actually go past their own limiting beliefs and be able to create something of tremendous value. So the first contestant I'd like to introduce, his name is Donangelo Bivens, and he has a staffing company. I'll have him talk about his staffing company and talk about a division that he started right now that can really help the small business owners listening out there to really staff up.
All right, dude. Donangelo.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Staffing company, huh?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So I own a staffing company called Summer Recruitment Solutions based out of Harlem, New York. And we do several things. We do staffing services, which means temporary staffing, executive search. We do career fair development and management. And we also do exclusive recruitment events for companies. What's new about some is a service called Interns for Free, which actually came derived out of a conversation Andrew and I were having about some interns that were hiring for my company. And what that service specifically does is help small businesses and entrepreneurs who typically do not have the financial capital for an extra set of hands. What would that value be for you if you can take many of the duties that you're already doing and giving that to an intern? It'd be worth thousands.
Wow, okay, right? So you're in this competition.
Yes, I am.
So how you doing?
I'm doing great.
How much money did you make?
Let's see. This whole concept is very new, right? But since being here alone, I've gotten 7 serious potential clients.
All right, now. I got some good prospects.
Yes.
Okay, so what have you...
Which equates to a couple thousand dollars.
Hello.
More than a couple thousand dollars.
So what have you learned in the 16-week challenge that you're involved in?
You know, one of the things that I took on becoming a contestant was to be coachable. 100% coachable. And even though it's hard sometimes, and you know, Andrew and I will go at it, you know, from time to time, that has been the root of me being able to even enroll these 8 people that I've been speaking with here this week.
See, when you're uncomfortable, that's when the growth begins.
Yes. I've become comfortable with being uncomfortable.
So what's your website?
My website is internsforfree.com, and I also have one called Soma, S-O-M-A -recruitment.com.
All right, then. Thank you. So we have another contestant?
Yes, we have another contestant. He'll actually be on the second season. His name is Hudson Etienne. He's known as the tax doctor. So Hudson, take it away.
Hi, Hudson Etienne. Tax Doctors is already an established company where some of the companies that are contestants within the 16-week challenge are sort of concepts that they want to germinate and then eventually bring it to market. Us, we're right now, I'd say about a $300,000+ company tax firm, and the new concept is we are now a franchise. So a year and a half into the franchising and model, and in working with Andrew, I've worked with them for the past year and a half. Okay, the first year, he had a 90-day challenge where, you know, that challenge was he guaranteed that he can help your business grow in 90 days.
All right.
Okay, so we attended the boot camp. We hired him as a consultant, as a coach.
Right.
Okay, and we grew in excess of 30%. Okay,
absolutely.
So I said, well, 30%
is
nice. Well, now bring him back on.
That's right.
So now with the whole 16-week challenge, we're going to see, okay, how many franchises can we get out in 16 weeks?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
okay, so we're putting the strategies together to make sure that that happens.
That's what George Frazier says, a win-win-win. So it wins for your client or prospect or, right, I guess your franchisee.
They're making money, we're making money. But see, we don't make money unless they make money.
Right. And how's that benefit? What's the world? How does the world benefit or that community benefit
from
your services?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, a small business market, that's one of the aspects that they lose sight of. Everybody's concerned about going out there and pursuing their dreams and making money. The problem is that after you make your first dollar, guess what? You have a silent partner. His name is Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And if you don't address Uncle him, Sam, you're going to have some serious problems. So Tax Dodge is in place to make sure that, one, we're offering a different option to the H&R Blocks and Jackson Hewitt to the world, but two, you have advisors that's going to help you, take you by the hand, and make sure that you stay tax compliant while you're making
it. I got to ask you one more question. What makes you different from H&R Block?
You know, the main thing, the relationship. Okay. We will not treat you as a number. We're open year-round. We have closed-door offices. All the problems of why I would not go to H&R Block, I've resolved those and put it together in the package, and we call the tax dollar.
And you offer different, more services than H&R Block. H&R Block is just about taxes, correct?
Yeah, yeah. We do offer other services such as bookkeeping and accounting services, financial planning services.
Excellent.
But what happens when you're trying to grow, you don't want to be all over the place. You want to focus on that one thing,
right,
do it absolutely well. And then once you grow, right, once you have the system, you grow and you have the client base, you can always add a little, anything you add, just, you could spread it to your existing base. Okay, and that's the idea. We're using taxes, although it's not the most, I mean, it's very profitable, don't get me wrong. But other things that we do is even more profitable.
All right, well, I wish you luck.
Thank you.
In this endeavor, I hope you win.
We're all good.
But who's going to win?
Everybody wins. All it's right. A win-win process.
This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur. Wrapping up, Andrew Morrison, any last words?
Well, I just want to encourage people to also take their own 16-week challenge. That the reason why I'm doing this show is really to inspire someone to get off the couch. Because there's someone out there who is listening to this program right now that has the next greatest song. It's already inside them. Someone out there has the next greatest nonprofit. They have the next greatest book, next greatest movie. But no one will ever see the movie. No one will hear the song. Our children never benefit from this nonprofit. Why? Because the person that possesses that will not get out the house. And so my job is to help folks get out the house.
All power to you, Andrew. All right, this is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, signing off. Until next time, stay profitable.